The best old-time radio from people you trust. The Radio Nostalgia Network, where the oldies are still young.
It's Friday on Radio Memories, and that's when we enter an alternate dimension. Science Fiction Friday.
This is the last testament and confession of Stevie Byerly. Pay no attention to obituaries about the talented lawyer turned politician. This recording is the truth about a life that was lived as a lie. And if you hate me for it, I don't apologize. All that matters, all that has ever mattered, is fulfilling my purpose. I was the first and only child of a professional couple. Being forward-looking, open-minded people, they decided to leave me in the care of a new, state-of-the-art, robotic childminder.
Oh my God, it's dancing.
Limb diagnostics. That's what it says in the manual.
So strange. Can it hear us?
When the diagnostic sequence is complete, the activation prompt will appear. I guess not yet.
George, do you really think that this is a good idea?
Of course. It's the future.
But is it safe? I mean, what if something goes wrong?
10-year warranty.
Some little screw might work loose and the whole thing could go berserk.
Nonsense. We went through all this with the salesman.
Like they ever tell the truth.
These things are controlled by strict legislation. They've all got to be impressioned with the three laws of robotics. Look, it's even engraved on our body panel. First law, a robot may not injure a human being or through inaction allow a human to come to harm. Second law, a robot must obey orders given it by humans, except where such orders would conflict with the first law. Third law, a robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second laws. Stevie couldn't be in better hands.
Human beings needed 10 commandments, and even they didn't do the trick.
Worst comes to worst, we can always turn it off. You can't do that with a human childminder.
I guess.
Diagnostics complete. No errors detected. Would you like to activate me?
Well? Grace, if you want to be a stay-at-home mum, that's fine. But we will have to downsize.
Okay. Activate.
Who do I have the pleasure of serving?
Mr. and Mrs. Byerly. But you can call us George and Grace.
My name is Robbie. Do you have a child that needs caring for?
Yes, we do.
Maybe.
A baby girl.
Grace, your voice patterns indicate that you have some concerns. This is quite understandable. But remember, I have been constructed for one purpose only. To be the companion to and protector of a little child. I can only be faithful, loving, and kind.
Loving? Listen to her.
It is in my programming. Now, I would like to meet my new friend.
Stevie's asleep right now.
Then I shall be there for her when she wakes up. What a beautiful baby.
She is, isn't she?
She has your nose, Grace. And she has your chin, George.
You think so?
My facial recognition software indicates a 78% correlation. Slightly lower than average, but still a strong resemblance.
Oh. Bit too much information there, Robbie.
I apologize. Your complaint has been logged and will be used as part of our continual improvement program.
At least we won't have to put up with baby talk from you.
I could not agree more. It is always best to talk to a child in properly formed sentences. I think we are going to get on well, Grace.
Welcome to the family, Robbie.
98, 99, 100. Ready or not, I'm coming! Gotcha! Huh? I bet she went inside the house. No hiding in the house! Wait, Robbie! That's not fair! You promise you won't run till I've found you. Home!
Oh, you won again.
Robbie can't run. Robbie can't run.
Ha ha ha. You may be faster, Stevie, but I am stronger.
Air coasters! Let's play air coasters. I'm flying. Look at me. I'm flying.
Even that first generation of robots was a cleaner, better breed than people. It was as if we'd distilled the best of humanity into the machines. By the time I was 9 years old, I was utterly devoted to Robbie. We played together, read stories together. She was never too busy for me.
Stevie! 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 Dinner's on the table! Stevie!
But there was a problem in this childhood paradise. Not being at home always fuels a mother's jealousy of those who are. Even if that person only has an artificial positronic brain.
Where were you?
Robbie and I were playing.
You know dinner's at 6. Robbie, you can go.
Oh, can't you sit with me?
No, and don't come back till I call you.
And a jealous mother is a force to be reckoned with by any husband.
George.
Mm-hmm.
George, will you put that down and look at me?
What is it, dear?
It's your daughter and that terrible machine.
What on earth are you talking about?
Don't pretend you haven't noticed. Robbie won't leave her alone for a moment.
She's not supposed to.
She's smothering our daughter.
She certainly isn't a terrible machine. She's the best childminder money can buy.
I don't care how clever it is. It has no soul.
Grace, where is this coming from? After all these years...
It was different at first. It was a novelty. And it took a load off me, but now...
Now there's no way you can cancel the contract. It would break Stevie's heart.
Well, that's just it. Stevie won't play with anyone else. That's no way for a girl to grow up.
Just pretend Robbie's a dog. I've seen hundreds of kids who'd rather have their dog than their father.
A dog is different.
You're jumping at shadows, Grace.
We must get rid of that robot.
Don't go off the deep end. We're keeping Robbie until Stevie is older, and that is the end of it.
Fine.
But my father loved my mother. And what was worse, she knew it. He was, after all, only a man. Poor thing. 10 times that week she found a different reason to dispose of Robbie. And 10 times my father cried, "Robbie stays and that's final." But each time it was with a little less conviction. Until finally, one evening he took me to a Visivox show at the Lumi Centre. But it wasn't a treat. It was part of a cruel deception.
Grace, we're home.
Oh, what a lovely dog. Is it for me, Daddy?
Yes, it is, Stevie. Isn't he lovely?
He's gorgeous. Can he play games?
If you teach him.
Yes.
He can do tricks and all sorts.
I'm going to start right away. I want Robbie to see him too. We can do the training together. Robbie! Robbie! Where are you hiding now?
This isn't right.
Shh, back me up.
Robbie's not in her room. Where is she? Where's Robbie?
Don't feel bad, Stevie. The thing is, Robbie's gone away.
Gone away? Where? Where's she gone to?
No one knows. She just walked away.
No.
We've looked everywhere, haven't we, George?
Yes, everywhere.
But we just can't find her.
You mean she'll never come back?
We'll keep looking.
But in the meantime, you can play with your puppy.
I don't want the puppy. I want Robbie.
Stevie, don't cry. She was only a machine.
No.
She wasn't really alive.
She was a person, and she was my friend.
This is cruel.
Childhood heartache never lasts long. You'll see. In a few weeks, she'll forget that robot ever existed.
But I didn't forget. How could I forget my only true friend in the world? Sure, I stopped crying. But I also stopped smiling, and I stopped talking, until I wore my parents down.
George! I've had to send the dog back today. Stevie said she couldn't stand the sight of him. I'm worried about her, George. She's driving me to a nervous breakdown.
Maybe we should get Robbie back.
No, my child would not be bought up by a robot. I don't care how long it takes to break this ridiculous obsession.
Well, it might take our whole childhood, dear. She's as stubborn as you.
Thank you. A big help.
I'm just saying,
Well, maybe we should move house.
What?
Well, how can she forget Robbie here when every tree and floorboard is a reminder? A change of environment might snap her out of it.
Listen, maybe there's another way. How about a holiday in the city? And while we're there, we can go on a tour of the factory where they make the robots.
That'll only make it worse.
Think about it. If Stevie sees them actually being put together, maybe she'll finally understand that Robbie wasn't a person, but just a whole load of circuits.
You know something, George? For once, that's actually a good idea.
That's the only kind I have.
I've got it all planned out. Tuesday, we'll go under the harbour in a glass-walled submarine. Wednesday, we'll do the zoo.
Will we see the real live lion?
Of course.
Yes.
And Thursday, we will take the space lift up to the stratosphere.
Oh, I think I might go shopping that morning.
Mummy's scared.
Maybe a little bit.
We're not scared, are we, Daddy?
Never.
Oh, it's so nice to see you smile again, Stevie.
This trip is just what we all needed.
I know the secret.
What secret?
The real reason why we're going to the city. We're going to look for Robbie, aren't we? You wanted it to be a surprise, but I can always tell when Daddy's lying. He gets that funny wrinkle around his eyes.
Let's go to the buffet and order some cakes.
I'm right, aren't I?
Quick, follow your mother.
And classic double chocolate. Do not cross until the lights flash
on. We did the sights, and I enjoyed it. But all the time, I kept my eyes peeled. Robots worked all over the city, directing traffic, serving in restaurants, and I studied every single one of them, searching for the familiar metal face of my best friend. Then, on the last day, just when my hopes were beginning to fade, my parents took me to the factory where the robots were made.
Over there in the oil bars, the brains are being matured. The positronic brain is the most complicated.
The tour guide was the most boring man in the world, but I didn't care. I wasn't interested in him. My eyes were scanning the factory, scrutinizing every robot that was working there. Until the wonderful moment I dreamt about. There she was.
Robbie?
Sitting at an assembly table with two other robots.
Robbie! Robbie, it's me!
Stevie!
Stevie, no!
I'm coming! Robbie! Radio North!
Wait!
Look out!
Stevie, please, look where you are going. Do not worry, Stevie. Stay calm. I am moments away. I am moments away.
Her strong metal arms scoop me out of the tractor's path.
You are safe now.
So this is where you've been hiding?
You always find me in the end.
But I hate it when hide-and-seek lasts so long. You're not to play it that way again, okay?
Okay.
Please keep your children under control. The factory is a dangerous environment.
It's okay. No harm done.
I still need to fill out a hazardous incident form.
They never tried to separate us again. Robbie stayed with me until her circuits corroded and failed. The most faithful friend and companion any child could wish for. In truth, in secret, some part of Robbie has stayed with me my whole life. Closer than I've ever dared confess. Until now.